Of course, the big game coming up. Are you looking forward to the AIB Ulster Club final against Kilcoo?
We're buzzing for it now, all right. It's there's big hype back at home, and the whole town's just rode in behind us, and it's very exciting for us, and we're enjoying every minute of it at the minute, you know.
I can only imagine you guys more than most to be enjoying it, because it hasn't been easy for you. You had what felt like 9 million games against Gweedore just to get out of Donegal, and you must feel, sure, I have a nice soft run of it now.
Yeah, exactly. I suppose there wasn't much recovery or nothing between each of the games, each of the finals. It was a marathon, really. But to come out the other end of it was I think it stood to us. How many games we played and how tough they were, and to come out the other end of it now, it was nice.
We know this hashtag, obviously, that the AIB Club Championship has had the toughest. I don't think anything epitomised it more than those battles. Was it three games against Gweedore?
Three games. The first game obviously went to a replay, but the second one then went to extra time, and then it went to another replay Wednesday night then, which was a bit surreal, playing a county final on a Wednesday night. I suppose the game was late starting, it was due to throw in at 8 and it didn't start till quarter past. So by the time we got back home to Glenties, it was 1:30 at night with the cup. So it was all a bit surreal, and it was great moments and that at home when we got back, though.
And not much time to celebrate either or to recover the bodies, because then, am I right, you went out again a few days later again against the Cavan champions?
That's right. I suppose we blew off a bit of steam on Wednesday night and Thursday, and we had to recuperate again then and join in. We got a bit of a light session done on Friday, and we had to head up then to Cavan on Sunday to play Castlerahan, which was very tough now because, you know, good team, but also the legs and the bodies weren't at themselves after the past week, or 2 weeks really. So no, it was great to come out the other end of it though.
And you certainly did, and then you went on to the next hurdle, and here we are now, the biggest hurdle of all for this year's Ulster Championship, which is of course up against Kilcoo.
Yeah, that's it. It's great to be in a final, you know, really, and we're enjoying that, but it's going to be a tough battle against Kilcoo. I think they have a lot of experience in Ulster finals, and they've been here a lot, and you know, they know what it takes. So we're just enjoying it at the minute. It's going to be a tough game, but we're hoping that, you know, the games we played in the past couple of weeks will stand us, you know, and we'll just give it our all and see where it takes us.
That's it, because that's what people might be wondering about. They might be saying, you had such a tough road to get this far, and there's two ways that can take you. It can harden you up and make you ready for anything, or it could mean potentially you could run out of gas before the AIB Club final.
That's right, exactly, you know. I suppose it's, as you say, it has the two ends of the stick, but at the minute, really, I think the momentum's, you know, training's going well, the momentum's with us, and we're enjoying it, and it's, you know, there's nothing to suggest that we're losing gas or getting tired, really, but hopefully that doesn't happen, and we keep the momentum with us, and so we've played our potential, give the best we have, and look, if that's not good enough on the day, then there's nothing we can do, really.
You're up against a very formidable side in Kilcoo. What kind of game do you think is going to pan out?
I suppose it'll be tactically, it'll be very tight and astute game. There's going to be probably low scoring, and I know maybe some of the media will not be too happy about that. But it suggests that it's going to be low scoring, and that you know, both teams are going to set up defensively. I suppose for us, we're just, you know, we're out there to win the game, and whatever it takes to maybe get the cup, we don't mind. So it's going to be probably low scoring, and I think it's been said already that it's going to be, and look, people know what to expect, and from a club perspective, we're representing the people of our parish, and you know, whatever it takes to win, we're not going to bother us, really.
Before I let you go, a lot of times we do hear, especially county footballers and hurlers, speak about how it is great to represent your county, but it's really special to represent your own people. Can you explain that for us?
Yeah, I suppose we all obviously represent our families when we're going out to play. And I suppose when you're growing up, they're the people that support you. They're the people that take you to training, train you sometimes, you know, support you, feed you, wash your clothes, whatever. And I suppose when you're going out onto the pitch to represent them, I think a lot of memories come back to players, you know, of years gone by and coaches that have coached them, and, you know, memories that have happened in the past that, you know, you're going out there to represent them, and coming back in after games and to see what it means to them is very special. But I think representing your club is very special, and it's something we all enjoy, and it's often the biggest highlight for players is, you know, getting to high stages with their clubs, and you'll always hear that there, and that we're just glad to be at the Ulster final stage here now.
Well, I think I'm probably right in saying that everybody from Glenties up to Ballinafine and everywhere around wish you and your teammates the very best of luck in the AIB Ulster Club Final. Gourmeel Mogadh.
Thank you very much.